Right. Well, I'm going to give it another try, and if this second try doesn't work, I'm going to have to use some different interfaces. I'm going to have to buy some RTCMs, and unfortunately, those are $300 a piece, and I got to have one at the main repeater site and then one at each receiver site, and that's not going to be a fun bill.
No.
Now, Jerry, what am I going into then? If I'm going to a microwave or to a transmitter, I'm going into Bunsen, right? Or am I going to a different site and it's backhauling it to the Bunsen transmitter? Explain that in simple terms to me. Technology does not always compute with my head.
Yeah, I can do that. So the receiver that you're using is at my parents' house, and it's backhauled to Bunsen over the internet at the moment. But it's got a really reliable internet connection, so I don't ever anticipate it going down. Plus, the power at parents' house is, well, it comes from a substation that is a quarter mile from there, and it's all underground power lines. So if that site doesn't have any power, then a lot of people don't have any power. That's how you're getting in. It's backhauls everything from there to Bunsen, which is why the courtesy tone when you unkey is different from when I unkey. The higher pitched tone means that it's on the local receiver. The lower pitched tone means it's either coming from the remote receiver or from a remote repeater somewhere.